I could talk to the animals. Just imagine it, chatting with.
If our pets could talk, what stories and insights could they impart about the humans who rely on them for emotional support? Those all-powerful humans, right? Well, in the new film Wiener Dog, directed by Todd Solondz, a little dachshund is the companion of four very different and very flawed people. How do we learn of their very dark comic flaws? Well, let's just say the dog doesn't have to talk.
The movie, of course, has a dog at the center of it, but it's really a kind of conceit. Because the real subject, I think, that ties all of these stories together is mortality and how it shadows and hovers over each of them and how the characters contend with that reality.
And the dog brings them a certain amount of happiness, I suppose, while they're here on Earth.
Well, I think pets are a funny thing. I love dogs, but we're all so anthrocentric, and it's hard not to anthropomorphize. They often become vessels, I think, for our hopes and yearnings and illusions. I think we project a certain kind of purity and innocence onto them. And it's hard to see a dog in its dogness.
You have a character in here named Dina, played by Julie Delpy, who sort of denies the dog's humanity, if you will, in a way. She plays a mother who has to break some sad news to her son.
All dogs get this done. Really, it's like going to the dentist and having your teeth cleaned. No big deal.
But what if Wiener Dog wants to have puppies?
She won't. Believe me, that's a total myth.
But what if Wiener Dog's different?
Honey, she's not. She's not like you and me. She doesn't think this way. She doesn't think. I mean, she's just a dog.
This is the kind of scene where, you know, a little boy is having his kind of world shattered, essentially. And I think this is the kind of scene that has led critics over the years to repeatedly call your movies dark comedies or bleak or even misanthropic comedies. But you don't see your movies that way. You never have. Do you get frustrated when critics react this way, even critics who love your movies?
No, I'm not frustrated. I'm happy when people respond in a way to the emotional life of the film and that they can laugh or respond to the inherent social critique such as it is. I don't really have any complaints. Most movies out there maybe aren't always so compelling, and I suppose most critics aren't so compelling either, like in any field. I feel very grateful that I've been able to make as many movies as I've made. They're movies that I would have wanted to see were I not a filmmaker, and so they fill that imaginary vacuum for me.
I know you've been teaching at NYU for many years, where you yourself went to school for a while. And so I was sort of amused to see in this film, there's a screenwriting professor, a guy named Schmertz. His career is not going that well. He's a very sympathetic character played by Danny DeVito. His students, I would say, are portrayed in not the most flattering light.
You gotta have a what if. Simple as that. What if you got locked out of your house? What if your girlfriend cheated on you? What if you won the lottery? Then you would have a story. Then you would be in business.
I don't know.
I know.
Thanks for your time, Professor Schmertz.
Am I going out on a limb to assume that this is based on firsthand experience?
Well, it's a little bit elusive and a slippery slope to even try to begin to characterize him as an autobiographical sort of alter ego. I don't think anybody I know at film school or who knows me in real life would ever confuse me with such a character, though I have great sympathy and empathy for him. I teach full-time at the graduate program at NYU, and I love the job. I love teaching. I love my students. I have some wonderful colleagues. But I also have the opportunity, being so up close to the school, to get to have learned just how it's managed with such incompetence and corruption, and how it really is such an evil empire, that NYU. So I go to work and I'm very happy, but it's hard for this not to inform the section. Although the story is not about the school, of course, it's really about a man and his quest for meaning and redemption.
Danny DeVito is great in this film, and you've got a lot of great actors in here. Greta Gerwig comes back as Dawn Wiener from Welcome to the Dollhouse. Fans of that film will be pleased to see her. When you write a role, do you have an actor in mind from the start?
No, I have to always be open-minded and fluid about that. And I like to be surprised by actors' names that come up that are suggested that I audition and so forth. It's interesting because Dawn Wiener, as you know, had been established in Welcome to the Dollhouse. And then in the movie Palindromes, I did kill her. And what I wanted to do here was offer yet another possible life trajectory. One of the pleasures of being a filmmaker is that not only can you create other lives, but you can create other lives, other lives. I can have actors reprise their roles or have other actors take on the roles originated by other actors. And this opens up a whole possibility of opportunities of meaning.
Speaking of actors, you used two dachshunds for the role of Wiener Dog?
More, I think three, four, really five, because we had a smaller one for when it's little. And the breed, I learned, actually has a kind of mental deficiency. These were show dogs that I was working with, and yet none of them could even respond to the simplest commands, stay, sit down. It even bit the little boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that was the hardest part of the filming. But it did force me to rewrite some of the material. And I think I came up with other scenes that maybe are better for having been pushed into such a corner.
I've been talking to Todd Solondz. He's the writer and director of the new film, Wiener Dog. Todd, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Rafer Guzman is a film critic for Newsday. Wiener Dog is in theaters now.